But that's RN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. While insisting the Trump administration will not defy a judge's order on deportation flights, Border Czar Tom Homan tells ABC's This Week the administration is committed to its agenda, making America safe again.
We'll abide by the court order as litigated, but my quote was, despite what he thinks, we're going to keep targeting the worst of the worst of the worst, which we've been doing since day one, in deporting from the United States through the various laws on the book.
And in line with that, a flight of almost 200 Venezuelan illegal aliens deported from the U.S., including alleged gang members, has landed in Venezuela.
This is the first flight in weeks, and it brought 199 Venezuelans home. President Nicolas Maduro had stopped accepting deported Venezuelan nationals a month ago, after the Trump administration accused him of failing to cooperate on its anti-immigration policies. On Saturday, the impasse was resolved, but U.S. planes had to drop the Venezuelans in Honduras. From there, they were flown to Caracas. Some of the deportees were seen celebrating with their hands in the air.
The BBC's Simon Hancock. Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. and Russian bargainers are opening a fresh round of Ukraine ceasefire talks in Saudi Arabia. Yesterday, American negotiators met with Ukrainian officials. A partial ceasefire has been agreed to by both sides, but it has yet to take hold. A spokesman for the Danish National Police Force says it has sent extra personnel and sniffer dogs to Greenland as the icy island steps up security measures ahead of a planned visit this week by a U.S. delegation that includes Second Lady Usha Vance. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures up 298 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 226. This is SRN News. Assisted suicide is surging in Belgium.
The small country legalized the practice in 2002, and ever since, more and more people have been taking their own lives with the help of a doctor. About 4,000 people accessed assisted suicide in 2024 in Belgium, and the practice now accounts for almost 4% of all deaths in the country. In every place where it has been legalized, assisted suicide has seen greater and greater use each year. 9 U.S. states have legalized it so far. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Yeshiva University in New York has agreed to recognize an LGBT student club after years of legal disputes that at one point reached the Supreme Court. The iconic Jewish school says it has reached an agreement with the students to end the litigation and will officially recognize the club, which will operate in accordance with the approved guidelines of Yeshiva University's senior rabbis. The club, in a separate statement, confirmed the agreement. This is SRN News. A hair-pulling incident gets a high school football coach fired.
An incident of hair-pulling caught on video going viral. Jim Zullo, the coach of the girls' high school basketball team at Northville Central in the Adirondacks in upstate New York, pulling the ponytail of his star player, Haley Monroe, after their team lost the Class D state final Friday night. The 81-year-old coach quickly fired, then issuing an apology Sunday, saying, "I deeply regret my behavior. I want to offer my sincerest apologies to Haley, her family, our team, the school." Julie Walker, New York.
Opening statements set to begin in the bribery trial of Nadine Menendez, wife of prison-bound former Democrat Senator Bob Menendez. 58-year-old Nadine was originally scheduled to go on trial last year along with her husband, but a breast cancer diagnosis and surgery led to a delay in her case. More details, SRNnews.com.